organizing the mind you were using formal sessions come from yourselves, or did it come from management?
Both. Many times they would come and I would get something, some article about it, and then they would say, you go here as a represent, as a Douglas representative. But also I'd get calls from women heads of these different organizations, and we would get together, and that's when it would be informal, which I enjoyed very much. And I did have to do give a couple of speeches that were very hard for me. It wasn't easy for me, but I made up my mind I'd do it, because if I didn't, somebody else would. It was my job, so I had to do it. Like giving a talk at one time at the Biltmore Hotel on women in industry, and as I remember, there were 300 or 400 there. Well, this wasn't an easy thing for me to do. And then also, I had to, one time, I had to give a talk on the radio. And that, meeting with the women was a joy, and that wasn't at all hard. But these public things were very, it was not easy for me, because I hadn't been trained in that, believe it or not. But after the war was over, then I went back to my to personnel work again.
Well, do you recall the hiring? How long was it first that you were doing this on your own before you hired other counselors to assist you?
I can't tell you exactly. I would say I was the only counselor at first, and then I'd say as the employment grew, as the number of people grew, workers, we have to have more counselors in all plants too. And this took in counselors. The coordinator job was all plants. The counseling was Santa Monica plant only. As a counselor, I did that first, and then it grew as our other plants grew to a bigger job. And my particular, I remember we had a place down in Daggett. And one of the problems was having women down there. The planes were flown down, and then extras were put on, extra. They finished the planes down in a place like Daggett and other. And I flew down there to talk with a woman in charge of women. She was really, I would say, a matron. And it was my suggestion that we put somebody in there like that, because she is on the spot and could listen if they had any problems, and they had plenty of them. But women were working there and living in dormitories. Women dormitories and men dormitories, but he'd sneak back and forth. Human nature, I guess. And that was the problems that were down there were quite different, because they were living on the spot.
It sounds like it must have been a younger group as well.
Oh yes, it was. They were younger people. And many of them, they would have to have maybe somebody over them from the mother plant, but they'd hire younger people. But they would have some from areas close by, but many of them were brought in.
So you then coordinated all of, once you started coordinating and brought in the other counselors, you did not do any counseling yourself any longer.
Oh, I did some, but not, I did a little bit, but mostly that was working with those counselors.
Before I ask any questions about the coordination, at Lockheed, Susan talked about the fact that when a woman, a supervisor was going to talk to a woman and chastise her about something, they always had a counselor in there so that the woman would not feel as intimidated. Was that the
How do you mean? I'm talking to her about what?
About her work.
No, we didn't. And there was none of that. if the supervisor wanted me, or one of the counselors, to go down and look into some particular problem, we would do that, go down. But there was never any, that I can remember, that we went down to get anything to do with the work, because they didn't particularly want us to in the first place.
Now, do you recall the hiring of the other counselors?
Yes, I remember interviewing them, and I remember going down to Long Beach and interviewing. They had called in several, and I picked those out. Not other plants, just Long Beach and Santa Monica, in the beginning. Then Long Beach sort of grew to be a separate organization as it grew. And although I was the coordinator, I wasn't working on the little problems of their counseling. It was more an overall thing, to see that it was that handled the same as the Santa Monica plant, which was the head plant at that time. It was done the same as they were.
But you would set policy, in other words, for all the counseling and all the plants.
Yes, and see that it was followed too.
How many counselors, do you recall, were there ultimately at Santa Monica and at Long Beach?
I would say about 10 at each plant.
And how frequently would you visit the other
once
plant?
A month. Not far away, but El Segundo. And I always contacted the personnel people when I went down and to see if they had any problems they wanted to discuss, rather than just barge in and do it on my own. I mean, it was always that contact.
Now, the counselors at the other plants were directly under the personnel department at that particular plant, rather than directly
under they were under each personnel department. What about Lockheed? How was it then?
No, they were all basically under Susan.
Oh, they were? How many plants did they have then?
Well, they had the three, they had seven plants. I think she even went up to the task plant.
But
prepare?
In half.
But I think that she, it may have been that they were really under personnel, but they were responsible for her.
I see.
And it seems like everyone was careful about stepping on people's toes.
Definitely, very definitely. Because with us, they were under each plant, the personnel department. That's the way they were.
Well, how did the personnel department react to your coming out there then?
It was always very pleasant. Always very pleasant. Very glad to have you. Because that many times there were questions and things that they would like to know about, and I would always talk with them about it, give any advice that they wanted. But as you mentioned there, you are very careful. You don't try, because after all, you do want to treat them as an employee, not just a woman.
Now, would you send, as coordinator, would you basically set policy and design forms for them to use at all the plants, that sort of thing?
They had their own. They had their own. I didn't. My plant, my Santa Monica plant, yes. See, the way I got into this thing, as I've said before, was I was had been with the company longer than any other woman. So they felt that I would be ultimately the one to do it. So I was very fortunate in being there at the time, being at the right place at the right time, right? And then the war was over, that's it. And I had other jobs that I was offered. I know the state welfare wanted me to go with them, but I live in Santa Monica, and I felt to drive into Los Angeles every day, and at my age then, I wasn't a child anymore, and that I had better just stick right here. So I was naturally demoted. But I accepted it.
Did you ever feel in your work there during the 4 years that your age was a problem?
No. No, no, because during war years it wasn't a problem. I was younger then. And no, that age as far as that's concerned was an asset, because mm-hmm. the younger people, I'd been through it and I'd had family and that I could advise them.
Mm-hmm. How did you, things. In hiring these other counselors, what was it that you were looking for in them?
Education, personality, what their background had been, if any. Maybe they didn't have anything. And at that particular time, we weren't going for the social service part of it. Now, many of them, many plants did. They only had social service background. Now, some of my women did have it. Mm-hmm. Some had it. And that was great. But I would say the majority of them didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have a background in good education, and many of them had worked and had worked along that line.
Was there any requirement in terms of marriage and children?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. That did not enter into it. However, as I look back, they were all married. No, they weren't. There were some that weren't married. And one excellent one, she got married afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And she was first hired in personnel. She was the personnel worker and interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very good. Marion Henschel was her name.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody liked her. Mm-hmm. But she was a good interviewer and a good counselor.
Now, it sounds like the counselors were not involved at all in the interviewing if someone came into the plant initially, or any orientation of the women.
No, not there wasn't. Later, yes, later, we had the interviewing. The counselor would interview in the orientation program when they came in, but not in the beginning. In the beginning, it was a after all, we didn't know too much what we were going to do, how it was going to be handled. But later, the women, and during the orientation program, one of the counselors would always have a little word to say to the women,
mm-hmm.
and be introduced so they would know who to come to at that particular time and talk. But that was later.
Mm-hmm. And up until then, the referrals would be primarily through
telephone.
The supervisor.
Yes.
Patients.
Well, calling yes, them. calling me, and then after that, the others.
Uh-huh. How much direct contact do you think might have been made by the women to a counselor, rather than the supervisor or matron making a referral?
I think most of all of it was through the the supervisor. But most of it was referral.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it was referral, but sometimes they would come up on their own. But then that is either during their lunch hour or after work, because in order to come up, they would have to ask for that permission, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But usually that's where the referral mm-hmm. would come in. That's what I would, when I'm calling it a referral, if they wanted to talk with us, it was up to the supervisor to send it up, let it.
Now, were the counselors located physically in the personnel office even when there was in 10 of them, or were they ever on the production floor?
Not on the production floor. They were up, I'm just trying to think how, I can't remember the other plants, how they were located. But in our particular plant, there was an area just for them.
Mm.
And as far as I was concerned, I was in the personnel department.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not, let's say, in the factory area.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, maybe that's, is that where they were? It was Lockheed or somebody else?
Varied.
They varied.
Because Lockheed had so many plants even out in Burbank. And in some cases they would have a little office down in the production area. And in other cases it was more with the management offices.
Yes.
Now, I noticed in some of the materials from Douglas there were talk of personnel counselors, and that almost seemed to me like, since there was no union at that point at Douglas, as a way to take on the role of what a union might do. Were those very separate from the women counselors, because in so they were already talking about these personnel counselors. This is January 42. And it sounded to me, since Lockheed had a union, the counselors at Lockheed very
often. What was the year of the union? What is it?
Well, let's see. I'm not sure. This is 42. I know at Long Beach the union didn't come in until 44. At Santa Monica it was earlier.
Yes.
You see, this is employee conference of President Donald Douglas's representatives to you and the shops and offices. And they didn't seem to incorporate the women counselors in this
discussion. They didn't come until the wartime. And this, we had a union before mm-hmm. the wartime, you know. And I can well remember when that went in, when the union, they were having a strike, a sit-down strike in the factory. And I was working in personnel then. I don't think I was doing counseling, mm-hmm. to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. And they had told us that to go home and stay home. So when we came back, coming in there, into the plant, you didn't know what was going to happen or what. But finally, one day, they announced to us that we better go home because they had threatened to bomb one of the offices, personnel probably. So I was very happy to get out of the place and not come back until they told me to come back. Mm-hmm. That came and got me, I think, if I remember correctly. Because this is very interesting to me, though. It's old.
Now, once the union came in, did you, as a counselor or for any of the counselor, have contact with the union, or ever?
We had somebody, a representative in our personnel, who did, mm-hmm. who had that contact. But the counselors didn't. We didn't get into that angle at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to look at that later.
Oh, certainly. I also have an old employee manual. Some other things.
Yeah, we'll look at that later on.
Do you recall in the Santa Monica plant, particularly, what services there were in the plant? I know some of the plants had shops where you can buy sundry. Some had banking services right in the factory, that sort of thing. Do you recall
I do. Right across the from the main entrance of the plant, there was the Employees, Aircraft Workers, Medical Plan. And that was very interesting, and we'd pay a fee. I forget exactly what it was now. And then they had doctors over there and offices that you would go and you paid a certain amount a month, and you can go and have all the care that you want to there. Not surgery, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing. And then, of course, the credit union, Federal Credit Union, where everybody could either deposit or borrow money from that. In fact, that's still in existence, that is. But this medical plan was really not, it wasn't a factory plan, you understand. That, mm-hmm. I mean, that they had a dispensary in the factory, mm-hmm. and the nurses and doctors there. This was not that.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, but it was for the employees, Douglas employees, not for outsiders.
Yeah, and how about store in the plant?
We had this is not in the plant, but across the street in buildings. They had a welfare store, they called it. Part of the welfare department of the company.
I see. And what would they have in that store?
All kinds of clothing for workers and things for the home, too, of course. Then they had a cafeteria. It was all across the street, mm-hmm. the cafeteria. And the welfare was ran the cafeteria. Welfare department ran the cafeteria. And, of course, that was Douglas welfare, you understand, not mm-hmm. city or state. And
we talked about it when they talked about the welfare department. Now, when would someone go to them? It sounded almost like a social service
that was,
department.
That was Oh, if they wanted bar money.
Oh.
So forth. They would go to welfare and they would maybe fix up a loan of some mm-hmm. kind. Then eventually they had a great big ranch a few miles out, Thousand Oaks, mm-hmm. where they could go for recreation.
Oh.
And a pool there, and that was for the employees. For the employees and with families, you know, mm-hmm. they'd go and not stay overnight,
mm-hmm.
but spend the day or the evening or something, and had all kinds of entertainment out there. So that was all part of employee things. Then we also had a, besides that, we had a store where they sold material from, let's say, the curtains of the aircraft or the upholstery of the aircraft, anything that were left over. You could go and buy that and make yourself a nice little coat.
Well, I remember that.
Did you?
They said that when I first came to the
Yes. And I remember I bought some very pretty material and made a coat out of it. Then, of course, there were a lot of other things, too, that men would be interested in. Parts for their building.
And during the war years, they operated with those materials, too?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well,
mostly things from the building of the planes.
That brings to mind a question I had about rationing. Did as counselors, did you end up having to handle problems about rationing that the women had?
That was all done in welfare.
I see. Yes.
Now welfare, the rationing was entirely they handled that whole thing. We had nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
So they, that was all taken care of there, mm-hmm. that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the counseling, as I notice in here, we had men down in, they really were personnel counselors, personnel workers, let's say, mm-hmm. in down in the plant, certain offices. And men or women, it didn't, there was no difference, they were workers. If they wanted to transfer, they would go to the man counselor down in the plant. Our problem was more of a feminine nature,
mm-hmm.
that the referral would come to us from the supervisor. If it was routine, transfer routine, this, it would go to these men counselors down in the plant.
I see. So the family problem, health, of the family, those sorts of things.
Yes, yes. I would say everything good. After all, some health problems are very personal. They would come to us. They would, or problems like that of the feminine nature would come to us. But if it was just routine work in the shop
mm-hmm.
that did not make any difference whether it was a man or a woman, that would go to the man counselor down there.
Now, organizationally, then...
More personnel work. More personnel than just counseling.
I see.
As per se, that we did.
And organizationally, these personnel counselors would be quite separate from the women counselors.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It was entirely different.
Mm-hmm. But yes, they'd be under, in the personnel.
Personnel, yes. They were all in personnel.
Mm-hmm.
But it was as if... they were handling the women counseling job. It was just women. Whereas these men were handling men or women of regular routine work. I'm not explaining myself very well.
No,
over
that. No, that is. Now, so you might even get some referrals sometime from them as well, supervisors, if something came to them that they felt should go
to. Yes, would refer. They would refer them.
Mm-hmm. Did, it does sound, though, as if, even though you said before when I asked you that some women would come to you directly, but primarily it would be referrals from the people in direct contact with them in the production area.
And it wasn't only production areas. We had other cases that the office help, too, would come to us. See, there was that as well.
Did that happen very often?
Not as often as the factory, because they had the problems that they had there. But we had problems. I remember girls wanted to be transferred. They didn't left where they were, and naturally I would try, but it wasn't my particular job to do that,
mm-hmm.
because that was more personnel counseling,
mm-hmm.
like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they would come anyway and ask, and I would do the best I could. Always try.
What was your sense of the women who came to you? Were most of them women who were new to the workforce, or had many of them been in other jobs before this?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both. But I will say majority of cases were when they were making a changeover to mm-hmm. a different type of work than they had before.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, the office help that would come, and they would have been there for maybe some time, and they would come and you try to take care of the disgruntled condition, because usually it involved supervision,
mm-hmm.
and you meet with them,
mm-hmm.
talk with them, explain why the girl felt that way, and some cases you could help them, some cases no.
When you were coordinating, was there any way in which you would bring the counselors together for regular staff meetings?
Yes, we could. When I would go to Long Beach plant, yes.
Mm-hmm.
When I'd come to Santa Monica plant, when I was at Santa Monica,
mm-hmm.
we'd have regular meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Also with the matrons.
Oh, and the matrons would be
not,
would
no.
separately? Or
me separately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you were coordinating the matrons as well?
Mm-hmm.
In Santa Monica or Old Point?
No, Santa Monica,
Santa Monica.
Only. And these matrons really did entirely different from the counselors,
mm-hmm.
but they were great because they were women that had lived a little bit and could listen to some of these stories that the girls were telling down there and without batting an eye. And if they felt they should be referred to us, they would refer them.
Hmm.
Sometimes, in talking with them, see, they would go around and make a routine run through the plant and hit restrooms or gathering places and just talk with the girls and pick up things that way, which was a great help to us
mm-hmm.
in the counseling field. And then we would have the individual interview with that person.
My sense from reading much of the literature is sometimes that one of the major goals of the women counseling that was going on in the Warrior was to solve problems as a way of cutting down on absenteeism.
That was a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the whole thing by any means. It was a lot of it because it was harder for them, for the women and the men, because they had children. A lot of them had children they had to take care of. And they did. But as a whole, of course, now, many of those cases, in, as far as I was concerned, was not handled by the counselor, unless the supervisor felt that he couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would be referred to us.
Well, for instance, if a supervisor felt there was a lot of, this person had been absent a great deal.
Yes.
They would first try and determine the reason, and then if it seemed to be related, for instance, to children, they would contact you with
that. Well, they might contact us before that, just simply say that before she's fired, we would talk with her
mm-hmm.
and see if you can straighten her out. Well, sometimes you could talk with them and make them realize, and sometimes there was not, you couldn't do anything about it anyway. No more than he could do.
Mm-hmm.
But in many cases, it was a woman's problem, and you could help her with it.
Mm-hmm.
And just discussing it, woman to woman,
mm-hmm.
same as the body odor situation.
Mm-hmm. It seems as if many of the problems were very concrete problems that they had working during the war period with overtime,
mm-hmm.
shortages and rationing and that sort of thing.
A lot was, yes. Of course, we had other cases too, where personal things where a woman was terribly upset. She'd just gotten word her husband had been killed or wounded. And these women were in the factory more than they were home, you know. And this is where our matrons helped a lot, because they were there right on the job. But where they're crying or something, and to find out what's the matter and try and help them. Because we were not always there, but they were. They were right down there.
Now, did the other counselors, you said that you always, throughout that period, went off to the floor. Did the other counselors go off to the floor too, if more of them came in? Or did they mainly depend on the matrons to be doing that?
I don't know that other plants had matrons, frankly.
Oh.
Did you ever hear Susan say?
Well, in most of the things I've read, it seems like there are matrons almost all over.
Yeah.
Very often the matrons.